Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Gymnastics.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Gymnastics. The Tigers back from the Super 16 Challenge in Las Vegas, where Auburn scored its highest ever season opening score, finishing third to Oklahoma and to Michigan. And now the Tigers get ready to jump into Southeastern Conference play against the defending conference champions, Florida Gators, joined now by Tigers head coach Jeff Graber. All right, Coach, I'll look back on Vegas, and I know it was a very good opening night score for the Tigers. You've had a little chance to reflect on that. Your general thoughts on that opening weekend in Las Vegas?
Really happy with the way the girls performed. You know, a lot of stress in an opening meet to get through. We definitely aren't at full strength yet, but we feel pretty good about where we are, at least for a January lineup. And, you know, really happy with the way they handled the pressure and the chaos that goes behind that first road meet. You know, it's a high pressure meet, TV meet, all of that stuff, you know, two time zones away. We sort of conquered a whole bunch of stuff all at once.
What do you feel was your strength on the opening weekend, Coach?
You know, it's an experienced team. We're using a lot of people who've been through it before. And I really like that we picked up where we left off last year to a certain extent. And that is really riding on the returning athletes, setting a tone, making sure the standard is high for practice and for, you know, how you handle yourself on the road. So I really feel like the team did a great job with that. I feel like the staff did a great job preparing ourselves to be capable of success in a meet like that. But ultimately, it's up to the athletes. And I feel like they really rose to the occasion, did a great job.
How did they handle just the moment? I mean, it's as tough an opener as you've had in quite some time. It's on a podium. There's a lot of attention. I mean, it's a nationally televised event. And it's not like you just slide into the season. I mean, you open this season with a bang.
Yeah, you know, that's what we asked for. That when we signed up for this thing, that's what we wanted. We wanted to jump in the deep end right away. And I just feel like it tests you early and it forces you to get yourself, you know, sort of woke up. You know, the other option is to start out with a little less tension, a little less, you know, of a big stage. And I'm just not sure that this team's good at that. You know, I was really happy with the way we walked into the arena. I was happy with the way they handled themselves. You know, I'm not talking about the actual gymnastics, and you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the what you'd refer to as locker room talk. You know, what's that stuff that's going on under the surface? Is there confidence or is there panic? And I really feel like we did a good job of calming ourselves down and you know, weathering some storms. We definitely weren't clean on every event. In fact, not really on any event to a certain extent, maybe till vault. But you know, that's what you got to do. You got to learn how to handle your business.
What does it say then, Coach, that in spite of the fact that you don't feel you were clean on anything, perhaps until you got to vault, and yet you set a school record for the best score on an opening night?
Yeah, I mean, our standards are high here. And, you know, we definitely are at a point right now where we can be critical of a score like that. And, you know, that's a good thing because in the past, you're right. You know, 3 or 4 years ago, this would have been a mid-season score for us. This would have been something that we were pushing. In fact, even last year, our first score this year, last Saturday, that would have counted in our one of our top three away scores in the regular season last year. So to start out that way is great. Now it's maintenance. Now it's continuing to improve. And we can't be happy with that because if we're capable of more, we have to continue to strive to be what we're capable of.
All right. You followed up with a bang as well.
Yeah.
Who put honestly, this schedule together?
That would be me probably. The first 2 weeks we were going to compete against five teams all within the top 10. So I feel like if you want to be the best, you got to be able to beat the best. You definitely have to compete against them and live up to your standards. So yeah, we go to Florida now. I think they're number two in the rankings. We're number five in the rankings, and let's go. It's on their turf. It's not going to be easy, and you know, they're going to have a sold out crazy environment. But you know, that's the SEC, and that's, if you want to win in the end, you've got to be able to withstand this stuff. So we are also focused on what we can be controlling in our environment, and that's what, you know, we've got to take steps forward this Friday against Florida.
You came within an eyelash a year ago of beating Florida at Auburn and winning a first ever SEC regular season championship. Does that figure at all into this weekend in Gainesville?
You know, it's always in the back of your mind. First off, if you're going to win that regular season championship, you probably can only have one loss in the SEC, the way things are going right now. So yeah, a lot rides on this Friday if we want that. But the other end of the spectrum is we need to be at our best in March and April. And we got to be very careful that we don't invest so much in this particular Friday that we sacrifice, get somebody dinged up, maybe don't clean up what we're supposed to clean up in our routines, you know, sacrifice some scoring potential. That's the stuff, that's the strategy that the coaches are working on behind the scenes. Do I think we're capable of it? Yes, I think we're capable of beating Florida in Florida. Is it going to have to be perfect? Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Almost perfect to be down there. But let's go see what we can do. It's going to be a fun environment.
Auburn in Florida, 6:30 on Friday night in Gainesville. Safe travels, Coach. Wish you all the best. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Jeff Grable on this week at Auburn Gymnastics.